This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now today, first off, our special guest is Peter Hitchin, and he's joining us for the whole show, and I think he might even help co-read the 11 o'clock news. So, Peter.
David. Macca.
Sorry.
We've often covered this, but how long have you been in the entertainment industry?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I better do some arithmetic. I started, my first job was in, I think it was about 65 or 66, maybe 64. 65 at 4BH in Brisbane. I grew up in Queensland and got a job in the newsroom of 4BH, which was then a talk station, and we had news on the half hour, which you wrote and rewrote for every half hour update, and got to interview all the politicians, and it was really great training, and I really learned very quickly straight out of school. So I was lucky to get a job. And really,
that
loved
would have
it.
Been out of primary school then.
I wish. Oh no! I'm 70, going on 72, so I've been around a little while. But I really enjoyed. I found that I really loved news, and so when I went to the ABC, which was probably about 12 months later, I got to do news, but a whole lot of other things. But news was the recurring theme through my career. And I had, until 1973 at the ABC, and then joined Channel 9 in Sydney. By that time, I'd been transferred to Sydney by the ABC, joined Channel 9, and I've been with the network ever since.
Now, one of the parts of reading the news is that you have to keep a straight face.
At times, yes.
Yes, you know.
Do you ever find it difficult?
Oh, it was hilarious the other day. A couple of things the other day. First of all, Lavinia Nixon was at Healesville Sanctuary, and she had an olive python because she was in the hospital section. And so one of the segments she did was this gorgeous little wombat in her arms. It did make a bit of a struggle to get away, but she subdued it and kept going. But she also had a snake wrapped around her, and it wrapped around her rather more than she'd been expecting, starting with her leg and then a couple of times around her neck and then down into her top. And they said later, oh no, it was just exploring. But anyway, it tightened itself rather a lot around her neck, just as she was saying that the forecast for tomorrow, which was it's going to be 4 degrees, which is it's going to be 4 degrees. And she tried to sort of take it off, and they had to unwrap it afterwards, and it was kind of hilarious. Then a week later, that was on a Friday night, we had this hilarious vision from the US of a woman picking up what she thought was her dog's toy in the back garden, but it turned out to be a rattlesnake. And she's sort of walking around the snake, and the dog thought it was hilarious. And poor Lavinia, I crossed to her straight after that, and the poor thing looked as though she'd seen a ghost. She said, oh, I don't feel good about snakes anymore.
And Peter, do you ever get to report on things that you maybe have a different view about?
Don't
tell us the examples.
No. But as a newsreader, I try not to have opinions about things. I'm a perennial fence sitter, and always am on this show, much to Macca's disgust and chagrin. Because
try to corner you every now and then.
Yes, because the thing is, people with all points of view are watching, and I don't want to intrude on their, they're smart.
So I'm not asking you to declare a position, but how do you feel when you actually have to report on something that you personally think, oh, I don't know that I like this or agree with it?
Well, if it's a question of politics or something like that, I leave my opinions at the door and just forget about it. But as far as the content of the news itself, that's something that's a very open There's a very open process. Our editorial meetings, chaired by Hugh Nailon, our boss, and I've never had a report in the news that I thought we shouldn't be running this.
Okay.
No, because you know, it's a very open process, and there's no sort of secret hidden agenda or anything. We're just trying to serve. You know, I suppose it sounds a bit pious and high-minded and earnest, but you're just trying to let people know what's going on, you know, within the confines of a television news service.
And
it's
I
not
do
long-form
think that,
journalism. You know,
I do think you actually presented the arguments around voluntary assisted dying report that was handed in Parliament yesterday very, very well. I watched all of your presentations yesterday.
Thank you.
And I thought it was very balanced and very fair and quite objective.
I think that's our job. We can't be campaigning. We can't be, you know, just to reflect what's going on is really, it's our task.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you. I'm very pleased. I'll pass that on to our team. Thank you.
One thing I wanted to ask you about the news, Peter. How do you, if they're waving furiously at you to go to a break, because, you know, perhaps you're running a little bit over time or something, but you've got to finish the piece you're reading. How do you edit it while you're reading? How do you cope with that?
I'm not actually sure. No? Sometimes I do it spontaneously without meaning to. But we've got a really good team. The other night we did have a bit of fun when our computer systems crashed. And we couldn't access the stories, we couldn't access the scripts, we couldn't access the prompter. And there was this sort of, you know, in fires, how you've seen people with bucket relays, it was sort of like that with the scripts being taken down to the studio, one of which that I read was handwritten, which I thought was good. So it just goes to show you have to be flexible and adaptable. So if we have to trim things in order to fit things in for time, you just have to go with it, because we start exactly on time and have to finish exactly on time. There's no elasticity allowed there because we've got other commitments.
Now, what has been your most embarrassing moment? Was it when you stood up and you didn't have any pants on?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've never done that. Fortunately, that hasn't happened. The desk did catch fire one night when there was this loud explosion and the molten glass showered the desk. And we had this was in the 70s, and the desk had that lovely 70s fabric on it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean the vinyl?
Yeah, well, it was sort of like a fluffy fabric that was very flammable. It caught fire, and just as they crossed to me, there I am beating the desk out.
People were
thinking, what on earth is that man doing with his hands? I was just putting out a fire.
A bit like Chinese ute upholstery.
Actually, it could be as well, too. That's a car industry joke there, everyone, by the way. But look, everything's gone wrong. I've pronounced names incorrectly, not meaning to. Stumbled on air, had seagulls walk behind me. Everything. That's the beauty of live television. You just have to deal with anything that comes up, and everybody can see what's going on. Everyone can see the embarrassment.
And when I send you a tweet, you have a look during the break, don't you?
I do, actually, yes. Because social media is really important, and I just love it. And especially if you're getting tweets from friends.
I do follow you on Twitter. Oh, and you Twitter, like, as you're commencing a broadcast.
Yes.
And sometimes even during a broadcast.
Just occasionally, yes. The other night when we had that meltdown with the computer, I thought, well, I just want people to join us and see how we get on. Join us for the adventure. So I put it up on Twitter, and a lot of people said, thanks a lot for that. Thanks for tipping us off.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.